Hello and welcome back to the podcast. Here we are. Actually, we're in, I think, what's loosely called the head of year's office over in a junior school. Much nicer than your classroom. I'm McCluskey, this is McCausland.
Good morning, Mr. McCluskey. I'm not sure what right we've got to be in here. I know it's not your office either.
No, I know. We've kind of snuck in. We've put a sign out on the door. If somebody comes in, they're on the podcast. It's as simple as that. We've got no guest. We'll sit them down and we'll just start grilling them about all things junior school sport.
Brilliant. And we're approaching a milestone, Mr. McCluskey. Any nerves?
Well, we are indeed. This is ridiculously. This is, I think, 48. There'll obviously be something special for the 50th. The pubcast may return. It may even be a vidcast. We've been threatening that video for a long time, but nobody needs to see our ugly mugs on some YouTube clip.
Agreed.
But anyway, we want to talk to you today. We were trying to get two of our groundsmen in for the podcast. It's been slightly difficult, which is great. It means that they're out there mowing the grass and tending to the fields. Because we wanted to talk about all things cancellations. Now, we hinted at it last week. It's a massive frustration of ours. It's a huge frustration of the boys. And I know that some of the parents listening will have experienced it. Maybe questioned it and maybe thought, you know, what on earth's going on? We had about 5 days in a row where pretty much everything was cancelled. We've been back with a bang this week, which has been great. But really, this was an opportunity to just discuss briefly the why we do cancel fixtures and training sessions from time to time.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, pleased to say that we are back in action and that we did have some under 11 rugby yesterday, which we'll of course touch on a little later in the program. But yeah, cancellations, massive frustration. You get a team ready for a game or perhaps it might be a boy that's, you know, getting an opportunity to play in a higher team. All of a sudden the fixture's cancelled and it's an opportunity lost. So it's frustrating on the boys' part hugely and obviously for staff as well.
Yeah, we're in a unique situation at Kings, and I allude to it all the time. The fact that we go from 7 to 18, we have first team in the senior school all the way down to under 8H. I mean, a phenomenal amount of teams, phenomenal amount of usage. Geographically, we're in southwest London, so green space is at a... it's a funny one, isn't it? Because it is at a premium, but we've been really fortunate. The school fields are fantastic. Kingsway is even better. Highgate School came down yesterday for some under 12 and under 13 football. Their staff could not believe Kingsway, and it is amazing. And a lot of money's been spent on the grounds at the school as well, in my time and before. But ultimately, we have to plan for what happens in the future, and we may cancel an under 12 football block, three teams meant to be playing, so that we can get more fixtures on 3 or 4 days later if the weather's right. But then looking even further forward, we have cricket on the horizon, genuinely, starting at the end of April. And we have to think about what putting a load of football matches on a really wet day will do to that grass, and will it ever recover?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you need only look at the grounds at the moment, and they are looking a little bit worn. You can tell that it's been a fairly wet fortnight or so. It's been cold, the grounds have been freezing over from time to time, and obviously, yeah, lots and lots of use, lots of training sessions and things that go on behind the scenes, as well as obviously the matches. So the long-term prospect of the ground and also the versatility that you mentioned play a massive part in what you guys have to decide is going to be whether to go ahead or not with the matches.
And there are many things that teachers agonise over in terms of sports selection, what to do in terms of training, results. But actually the worst, and I think number one, if we had any number of heads of sport in here, from Mr. Rogers, Mr. Cheers, Mr. Hudson, they would say that cancellation of fixtures gives them the biggest headache. You've gone to all that effort to book it in, pick the teams, train the boys, and then in one foul swoop, it can be off. And we had snow followed by frost, followed by rain. It was the worst case scenario. The ground never had time to dry, and it was just really blooming wet and really wet. And it still is carving up. Yesterday, we had eight football fixtures against Highgate, under 12 A to D, under 13 A to D at Kingsway. I was on the under 13 B pitch, and it was carving up. We still played, and it was a fantastic afternoon of football. Big shout out to the 12 A's, who had an enormous win, actually. Mr. O'Sullivan was chuffed to bits. But we've got to preserve the ground for long-term use, basically. That is the message.
For sure, for sure. I haven't actually been down to Kingsway. Of course, I'm on the under 10 and under 11 rugby this term. But yeah, I can certainly speak for the pitches up here, and they are being managed at present, shall we say.
I'm going to get straight into it. That's 5 minutes of chat about pitches and all things grass.
Almost felt like you had something to get off your chest there, Mr. McCluskey.
Yeah, well, I have actually. Your fitness. I'm going to take you back to yesterday afternoon. I've heard secondhand about a contentious decision in the under-11 C, King's C, versus City of London Freemans B, which you won. Didn't you?
We won.
By a try or
nine,
two tries?
9 tries to 4.
Oh, right. So by 5 tries.
Away.
All right.
We pulled away.
A comfortable win. So reasonably well-matched fixture. Not too bad.
It was good.
I'd have fancied our D against their B might have been tighter, but, you know, we don't necessarily want that. You know, it's still nice to get a win. But one of their tries? Were you there to see it? That's the question a member of SMT.
I've since then. The try you were speaking of was actually a kick ahead. From the opposition team, CLFS, and it was one of the biggest kicks I've seen by a boy of that age, and it came to rest just in our in goal, and two of the fastest boys on the pitch have chased after said kick, and just as they were both approaching the ball, the CLFS player was clearly in front of our player, and I didn't quite see, my view was obstructed, and it looked for all money like he must have scored the try, and regardless of the match situation, I think in that scenario, you've just got to go with it. There was nobody else that I could see initially, anyway, there to give me some help on the decision. And so, of course, I've pointed to the heavens and blown the whistle for a try. Mm. Much to my dismay, my gaze, as it followed round back towards halfway, was a man in a KCS tracksuit jumper by the name of Mr. Jones.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Yeah, and, not ideal. That
I got the disappointed head shake.
Ooh.
from Mr. Jones,
I
think he was. I don't think he thought it was a try.
No try.
I haven't actually had a chance to discuss it further with him.
The square went in the air. I have, funnily enough, over breakfast this morning, and I believe that he feels the grounding was what by the boy's knees. So technically, no try. His concern was that you weren't there, and you've got this half marathon on the horizon. If a group of 11-year-old boys are out doing you over 50 metres, I how I feel about it. I'm worried.
It's of grave concern to me. You did right. I see you've actually put. We've got a sheet up on the common room notice board where you can actually pick the time for our half marathon, Mr. Anderson, Mr. Chairs, or myself.
Mm.
And I see you've got there 6:37.
Six hours, yeah.
Six hours 37. Is that for me? Or?
Listen, I reckon the bloke who will be wearing the scuba diving gear with the flippers on, riding a unicycle, dressed like a donkey, will beat you. Yeah, basically. So, look, I've put it there, just slowly chipping away at your confidence.
Yeah.
That's what this is all about. No, but best of luck.
Thank you kindly.
I had a pretty dark day yesterday afternoon, actually. A great day up until a point, until 10 minutes left in the 13B game.
Yeah.
I knew you were going to ask me how it went, the caring friend that you are. And we were 2-2. And last year, I believe, the 12B versus 12B was very one-sided to Highgate. They were an excellent team. And we were 2-2. I mean, I was like, this is dream stuff.
Mm.
To then lose 7-3. I mean, 10 minutes of losing their heads, bless them.
Yeah.
But actually, not losing their heads. The better team won, and I can say that. The valuable lesson from all this was, did you believe at 2-2 you could win? And I said after the game, I said, look, put your hands up if you believe. A few boys did, and I said, look, I'm gonna contest that. I don't think you believed, and we've spoken about the mindset, haven't we, of the boys?
Yeah.
Sport wise. So hopefully after half term they're gonna come back stronger. But yeah, to lose 7-3 like that, I mean, goals. They were
like
raining in at the end.
Last quarter.
It was a bit. But a great day all the same. Eight football teams out there was fantastic. The 12s did really well.
And I managed to poke my nose in just when the 13s were getting ready for their fixture. And I gave a big shout out again to the 13As. How did they get on?
Yeah, tough. Really tough day. Highgate will be the hardest team they play.
Right.
Mr. Barrons has said that the boys had chances early on, and you know, two or three of those go in, it's a different kettle of fish. But no, it's a very tough afternoon, and the boys are a little bit despondent at the moment, but plenty to play for after half term.
Come on, so, and of course, House Football to look forward to as well.
Yeah, yeah, and they're off on tour actually. Lots of the 13s are off on tour to Valencia next week.
Of course, they are.
So they must be excited about that. We will have a tour podcast on the return, actually, members of the touring party. So thanks to Mr. James, Mr. Barrington, Mr. Horton, and of course, Mr. O'Sullivan, who'll be taking those boys to sunny Spain.
Maybe we give Mr. O'Sullivan a rest from the pod for the tour wrap up.
I don't think he needs to be on it. Maybe we'll ask Mr. Horton. But no, there's been plenty going on. We got absolutely saturated last Friday at Rokeby. You weren't needed. Your boys had a training match. But we went over with the under 10, A, B, C, F and G. So our F and G played their D and E. So we matched up well. And Mr. J said that the matchup down the bottom end was much better. So really good of us to do that. Mr. Cheers to organise that.
Yeah, meaningful fixtures is what we're all about.
Yeah, meaningful fixtures. I love that. But I was soaked. I mean, that was some serious weather. And my pre-match team talk was, this kind of weather reveals heroes. and we may have lost 3-2, 15-10. But I tell you what, it did reveal a couple.
Yeah.
Obviously, mentioning no names because of the pod, but my word, some boys were tackling.
Stepped up.
Oh, sensational stuff.
Yeah, that's what we live for.
Yeah, in the wider world, anything for you at the moment?
Oh, plenty going on. Yeah, plenty going on. I won't speak about New Zealand, but the Six Nations has been good. England have been...
You've been watching it?
I have been, yeah. England have been pretty sharp, haven't they?
They've been good. Have you been getting behind them?
No, I haven't been getting behind them, but I've been quite impressed. I did read an article somewhere last week that by the time England play New Zealand... and again, this is hypothetical, but if the favourites are to go through in the various pools and things, that we'll come up against you guys in the semi-final.
Yeah.
And between now and then, the players from England will have likely played close to 40 games.
Yeah.
For club and for country, and we will have played the All Blacks about 20. Mm. So I think the point of the article really was that the All Blacks are the world leaders in terms of their player management and player welfare, which is something that, yeah, perhaps isn't done that well over here. I've never seen such long seasons, even in club rugby, as there are over here.
We flog them. We've got too many teams. There's too many teams in the Football League for my liking. There's too many teams playing rugby as well. We absolutely flog them.
Yeah.
That is a worrying stat because it's such a physical game. If that was tennis or cricket or football, you'd still be worried. But rugby, I mean, the nature of the sport, the knocks, the bumps.
Absolutely. Well. He also used the guy Liam Squire, one of the abrasive loose forwards from the All Blacks, who said that he played, I think he played 25 games last season, and he said every morning he woke up and both his shoulders took a while to get going. He was quite sore, and so he said that the body took a hiding last year, so he's gone away and put quite a bit of muscle on for this year. But I think if you look at a Courtney Laws or someone like that, I mean, he's going to be battered and bruised by the time the World Cup rolls around. I'm not saying I'm not worried, because they're playing really well at the moment, and it would be great, quite frankly, for World Rugby and for the tournament to see England play that well in the tournament.
Yeah.
As well as Ireland, and of course, the South Africans as well, who seem to be on the rise again.
Yeah, I mean, bodies in pieces. Just on the England rugby team, a little anecdote I've heard this week. Some of our regular listeners might have heard this. Johnny May, man in form, absolutely rapid, isn't he? But rumour has it, 10-7 for the 100, which is serious pace. It tells people he's possessed by a chicken. Well, you know, if that's what it takes to score a hat-trick of that calibre, I'm happy to go around the place, you know, clucking and all sorts, because that is some... He's some rugby player at the moment. But, yeah, he's an interesting character, to say the least. Great for morale. Goodness, some of the boys have said great for morale around the changing room.
Yeah, you need one or two of those guys in each team, don't you?
Yeah, well, we've got a couple in the common room, so you know, it's good for morale, isn't it?
I won't ask who you're referring to.
No. But England going great, which is fantastic. I'm actually going to a football game on Saturday.
Who are we talking?
Derby are playing Brighton in the FA Cup fifth round at 12:30 on TV. I'm not going down to Brighton. But yeah, 12:30 on TV, which would be great.
Wow.
And then at 3:00, it's AFC Millwall. And some of the really, really regular listeners will know that Millwall have been a bit of a quiet second team for me. One of my best friends being a season ticket holder. We've got a ticket for him, Mr. O'Sullivan, in the home end, standing next to the away fans. So it's quite good. Mr. O'Sullivan will be going as well. And there's no sport this Saturday because of half term. So I'm really diving in two-footed. A bit like Neil Ruddock used to, and I'm going to go Derby at 12:30 on the TV, AFC Millwall after that, I'm cock a hoop. I'm absolutely cock a hoop about it.
Wall to wall sport on your Saturday.
Yeah. I don't really know who I want to win. I mean, AFC won last night, amazingly, away at Walsall. They look doomed for the drop. Millwall, they'll be lucky if they get mid table in the Championship. They drew 0-0 last night. Look, it'd be a great game.
Yeah.
It'd be a great game, great atmosphere, fifth round of the FA Cup.
I'll tell you what. The FA Cup is actually the first football tournament aside from the World Cup, but the first time I've really, really felt quite involved and quite engaged in a football tournament. I just love the random draw and all that sort of carry. I think it's just great, great fun and a great way to give some of the smaller clubs exposure for players and obviously for the clubs themselves financially. So, I've actually really, really enjoyed this year.
The concept's fantastic.
It is.
As long as everybody buys in, giving the minnows a chance against the Sharks.
That's right.
That's what you want.
Yeah, that's exactly what you want. Now, do you know how the Barnet Bees went? The Barnet team. I know they were playing in the fifth round. They drew 3-3 and then they had to play again.
I don't. So they were in a replay. Are they through? Maybe they're through. Answers on a postcard. If somebody would like to send a postcard in.
Absolutely.
To King's College Junior School. And let us know how Barnet got on, or we could use the World Wide Web. That'd probably be more modern, wouldn't it? We might do that, one of the four computers in here, but yeah, we'll see how Barnet have got on. Are you kind of taking them on board, are you?
I think it's a great story.
It's a good story.
I love a good
story. You love the romantic
love
side
a sporting
of sport
fairy tale.
You,
hey?
And the week of Valentine's, you're such a romantic.
Too right. And actually on that note,
any plans tomorrow night?
Look, there aren't any plans, but
what a shame.
Yeah, what a shame.
Quiet night for you.
It'll be a very quiet night, sitting around, perhaps open a bottle of red.
Careful, it's a school night.
It is a school night. Yeah, we have a little glass of red, good for the health, good for the soul as well. Do some reflecting on where the last 30-odd years have gone.
Well, don't get too blue. You know, reach out. Give me a phone call if you need to. I'll be, I believe we're taking my daughter for a Five Guys, basically.
Oh, that's exciting.
Not that she'll know anything about it or eat anything there. And hopefully she won't scream the place down. But my other half has asked for Five Guys.
I'm not sure if it's appropriate, but if it is, I'll extend my my gratitude to Jess for her first Valentine's Day as a mother.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Special time. Well, listen, we've rambled on for long enough. Any final words, sir?
No. Happy Valentine's Day to all the people out there. Let's share the love and have a really special Thursday.
Oh, wow. How do you follow that? Week of Valentine's, week of love for sport. It's been a great half term. Thank you for all the support out there. Thanks for cleaning the dirty kit, bearing with us with the cancellations, and we look forward to more next half term. Take care.